It was a dark, rainy night on November 24th, 1971, when D.B. Cooper, who threatened to blow up a plane, made his famous exit with the help of a parachute.
Police believe he left the 727 in the flatlands of Oregon or Washington, but they are still looking in four states, even around the airport.
That was Bill Curtis reporting for CBS News back then. And today, after countless leads and tips, the case is still open. The Washington State History Museum's Cooper exhibit has some serious eye candy for fans of this story, including two of the four parachute backpacks Cooper demanded and what's believed to be some of the money found along the banks of the Columbia River. Curator Gwen Whiting says the exhibit also explores how Cooper changed the airline industry.
Airports became much more invested in security screenings, passenger profiling, installing metal detectors. We think of those as very commonplace now, but in the 70s, that was a real debate about privacy and the rights of citizens.
The FBI doubts Cooper survived his landing. Still, they welcome any new information or tips about where he might be. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News.